Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is Monday, the 9th day of May 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Got a ton of important audio clips we're going to be playing. And, of course, your phone calls as well. Well, Bush, over the weekend, had a celebration in Russia. The defeat of the Nazis. And there he is with Vladimir Putin, the other mob boss, the front man for the oligarchs that run Russia, some of the same oligarchs that own and control this country to a greater degree. Every day, there is Bush with his red tie and his red rose in front of the marching troops, the modern troops that have put the hammer and sickle and red stars back on their flags and tanks, surrounded by the Kremlin chieftains as well as the heads of the military. And during a press conference, Bush got asked about just several different issues, and he was a bumbling, doddering fool and kept putting his hand up to his ear to the obvious internal earpiece. So we'll be playing the clip of the audio. It's not as powerful as the video, though. That's on PrisonPlanet.com. Also, to analyze it, we're going to be playing a short CNN clip where they admit that the Bilderberg Group meeting is coming up in Germany. And they even admit that its goal is global government. I mean, it's just now right out in the open, kind of like last year with the New York Times. And then I've never played the audio of this, and I guess I really should because I've heard other radio shows playing it. A portion of the rant, maybe we'll air the whole thing, from that film I was in a few years ago, Waking Life. I think it sums up my attitude about defeating the New World Order. And not having fear and having hope. So that's coming up as well. And, of course, your phone calls later in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. We'll be going to your calls early in this hour, 1-800-259-9231. So we'll talk about Bush in Russia. And it was in ABC News and now it's been picked up by AFP. The Russian Air Force, there were big storms coming into Moscow. It'd been raining all week. They blocked the storms with chemical sprays. You can hire the company that does it, that was once public, part of the Russian government, to guarantee that they'll clear your skies. But weather control doesn't exist, the government says. Detroit mayor seeks fast food tax. This is from ConsumerAffairs.com. You knew it was coming. The federal government's been talking about it for a decade. Commerce Department and others. Agriculture Department. They put out their proposals for a national fat tax. Well, this is being considered in Detroit. We'll talk about the real ramifications of it. Also, Kim Jong-il sends contradictory message to Vladimir Putin, and North Korea says they have 6 nuclear weapons, which I would say is conservative. They admittedly had 2 of them about 6 years ago. Captured al-Qaeda kingpin is a case of mistaken identity. London Times, time and time again, they capture al-Qaeda leaders, and turns out, oh, it was the wrong guy, or, oh, it was a CIA officer, and we were just taking him into custody to protect his anonymity and his identity. Al-Qaeda is CIA, my friends. Spain registers almost 70,000 immigrants. Bush gets more tough questions when he was in Holland about the police state here in America. Tony Blair is under pressure to resign because of all of his lying. Award to police in fatal shooting protested. They killed somebody, clearly in error, and the cops still got an award for it. Sounds like something out of Ruby Ridge, where you blow a woman's head off with a baby in her arms and get an award. Washington Post is reporting on anti-terror drills terrorizing the public. It's all coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, it is Monday. We are 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this Monday broadcast, second segment. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to get into Bush and his little Russia visit. I also want to cover what's happening with oil prices, what's happening with the economy. I want to get into some of these urban warfare training drills that are heating back up that were going on long before 9/11, but they're becoming more severe and frequent, and they're openly, we have the government's own statements and our own documents, they're being done to condition us for total military takeover. They're drilling to take over cities, counties, states. So as the globalists clamp down more and more, start taking pension funds, putting in national drafts, installing regional governors, FEMA governors, as that happens, they want to be able to clamp down and have control. But the good news is it's blowing up in their face, literally and figuratively, over and over and over again. Things didn't go too well for Tony Blair in the last election. There's pressure for him to resign. Something I've never played on my own broadcast that I've heard other talk shows playing, surprisingly enough, is a little rant I did in a feature film called Waking Life. And the film is about humanity's hopes and dreams, set in the parallel of a dream. and I make my little big screen debut in this film. And it really, in a nutshell, sums up my beliefs about humanity. The director, Richard Linklater, put me in an old car with a bullhorn and said, drive around, we're going to film you. Then they rotoscoped it, to give it an otherworld look, and animated it. And so here is that short little clip. And then we're going to come back with a Bilderberg Group clip from CNN. Here it is.
City Hall. Death and taxes. Don't talk about politics or religion. This is all the equivalent
of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I. Lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what they should want.
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities. Because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small.
So we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale.
Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies, issues of no significance, and classism, and statism, and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you. Two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams getting for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
Resistance is not futile. We're going to win this thing.
Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. It's in your court.
And that really boils it down. We downloaded that video off the web, so it's not the best audio. But again, that DVD is available in almost every video store in the country. And it even occasionally still goes around the big screen here. It's become a cult classic. If you think that was a good anti-New World Order rant, wait until this other movie I'm in comes out. But I'm not going to talk about that until it's in theaters on the big screen. Speaking of the big screen, I'm not going to belabor this very long. But we're going to have three showings of Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, for those of you that live in Texas and would like to come to it. Two showings, June 3rd, Friday, June 3rd, at the Alamo Draft House downtown. You can click through on Infowars.com online to their secure ticket purchasing system and get tickets for the 7 o'clock or the 10 o'clock showing of Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, coming up June 3rd. Or the next week, June 8th, Wednesday, June 8th, 8 o'clock, and that'll be at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, their new, even bigger theater. And they have food and beverages and all that stuff. It's really great, and it's exciting. We're going to show it on three screens, three separate showings, June 3rd and June 8th. Okay, this next clip, I'm surprised. This is one of the fairer clips we've seen in... Well, really, ever. The Bilderberg Group was not discussed until about 5 years ago, when finally European press, spurred on by the spotlight, now American Free Press, and Jim Tucker has been covering it for 25 years, well, really now 26 or 7, over a quarter of a century, basically went to Europe and demanded that they cover it. They did. And he's gotten the minutes out of it. He's gotten their corporate documents. They openly want world government. Back in the 50s with their first meeting, they charted the course for a European and American and Asian Union to merge into a, quote, New World Order. Last year during the election, there were two giant articles in the New York Times about how great global government was and how good the Bilderberg Group was and how they were going to give us a loving world government and how this royalty went there. So now something that didn't exist, they're admitting. The question is why. Let's go ahead and roll this next clip.
Hey, we think that within 5 years we'll be bigger than IBM. It's a goal, but IBM is still defending it pretty well.
Brian Glick there of Computing Magazine. Well, up next on World Business Today, you may not have heard of it, but some say Bilderberg is secretly trying to take over the world. We're trying to find out why some of the biggest names in business and politics are currently meeting very discreetly in Germany. Conspiracy or cozy talking shop? The Bilderberg Group is meeting in South Germany this week, at least according to the Financial Times, which says a group of powerful men and women will debate the future of the world. The paper says the steering committee of Bilderberg includes Deutsche Bank boss Josef Ackermann, Nokia CEO Jorma Ollerer, Daimler Chrysler's Jürgen Schrempf, and outgoing World Bank president James Wolfensohn. I asked John Ronson, who has written about Bilderberg, what it really is.
Bilderberg is a meeting of powerful centrist industrialists and politicians. They always meet in secret once a year in a five-star hotel with golfing facilities, and they've taken on the image for conspiracy theorists of the fabled shadowy cabal that secretly rules the world.
Are they?
Well, yes and no.
I mean, they're a bunch of powerful people. They meet in secret. They say we meet in private, which isn't quite the same thing, is it?
It's not quite the same thing. I do think that by and large, many members of the Bilderberg Group actually see themselves in much the same way as the conspiracy theorists see them, as this shadowy cabal out to, if not to rule the world, then to influence world events.
What would they see as their purpose then? I mean, presumably it's a good get together of powerful people. They don't often get a chance to meet away from the glare of the press. One could understand why they might want to have a private chat.
Yeah, and that's certainly got something to do with it. So they see themselves as wise globalist centrists. They were set up post the Second World War by people like Dennis Healey. David Rockefeller and various others. And
there's a group of idealism there, isn't there?
Oh,
they
didn't want
to go to war again. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Is that a sinister conspiracy?
Well, I mean, it depends what side of the political spectrum you sit on. And you know, many of the anti-Bilderberg conspiracists are right-wingers who see themselves as twigs in a tidal wave of globalization. They see themselves as nationalists. And they think the idea of a world government, which is what Bilderberg is into by and large, the idea of a one world community, a new world order. You know, they see that as...
They see themselves as a government as opposed to a group of world leaders or people with influence at a global level who are talking about global issues, do they?
They see themselves as headhunters. They'll get an up-and-coming politician who they think may be president or prime minister one day, and as globalist industrialist leaders who believe that politics shouldn't be in the hands of the politicians, they try and influence them with wise words in the corridor outside sessions.
Should they be more open? I mean, should they come and sit here and do an interview with me and explain what they're doing, or talk after their meeting about what they've decided, even if they don't invite us along as journalists beforehand or during?
Well, Bilderberg's secrecy, I think, harks back to specifically to Henry Kissinger, who, you know, in quite a silly way, I think, loves the idea of being this shadowy secret figure. And it was Kissinger, the founder member of Bilderberg, who had this idea to be this kind of secret organisation in quite a silly way, really. So yeah, and I think some members, I mean, Lord Owen said to me at one point that, you know, he wishes...
That's the former British Foreign Secretary and leader of the Social Democratic Party.
Yeah, and he said he kind of wished Bilderberg, you know, didn't quite have this air of secrecy, because it gives rise to tremendous conspiracy theories.
John Ronson there, who's written about Bilderberg in a book called Them, Adventures with Extremists. Up next on World Business Today, a tourist industry struggling
right
with the threat of...
So, folks, there you have a British piece they decided to export in air here in the United States. John Ronson wrote that book and spent much of the time demonizing and basically lying about me and attacking me. And then the New York Times picked up on the book and attacked me lavishly as well. And I think it's a badge of honor. I love it. I love it when people attack me because then they just come to InfoWars.com and find out the truth. When we get back, I want to comment on that piece. I wrote a few little notes here about it and to try to decipher the spin, as if you need any help doing that. Oh, yeah, they want world government, but it's no big deal. And, yeah, they meet in secret, but it's not really secret. And, you know, it's just silly. And, yeah, they want world government. So we'll talk about that when we get back. Got some other clips as well, and take your calls, a ton of news, straight ahead, InfoWars.net.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Scott and Jenna and Lenny and John and Jeff and many others, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Commenting on that little piece that aired in Europe and here in the United States, it's on PrisonPlanet.com. We need to, I think, write some more comments on that piece if we're going to post it and analyze the propaganda. But it is one of the fairest pieces I've ever heard. I mean, they're being somewhat honest, but they're having to be honest. Again, the same media outlets are basically owned and controlled by Bilderberg Group members. You got 125, roughly each year, of the most powerful people in the world. Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Dutch royal family, British royal family, Spanish royal family. You'll have the head of the House of Saudi, the House of Saud. They come to it. You'll have a little-known governor before he even announces his run for president showing up at it, Bill Clinton. Tony Blair, little-known labor minion, showing up. I mean, they are the kingmakers. And I've heard the neocons, the left, you name it. I mean, I've been attacked, folks, in major publications for believing in a group called Bilderberg. American Legion, Vanity Fair, that's just two that have attacked me. Mr. Jones believes in a group called Bilderberg. And the joke is, Bilderberger, you're going to eat some hamburger, you know. I mean, if I hear that one more time, I'm just going to fall over laughing. It's amazing. But now it exists. You know, now in the last 5 years, the CFR is all over TV. Their meetings were always in the past, quote, private, but they're really secret, armed guards. Well, Bilderberg Group has the military guarding it. They fly them in by helicopter. You can't get within miles of it. The police come and arrest people who get anywhere near the five-star estates and hotels. We've got footage of this. I've been in documentaries that have aired in England covering it. The reporters get questioned. People get arrested. I mean, this is going on. So it's not really secret, though. It's just private. No, they just tell all the hotel and resort employees, you'll be fired and blacklisted if you tell anybody anything you know. They make them sign non-disclosure agreements, the people that serve them and the members, to never talk about it. They have the military and secret services guarding them, but it's not secret. Can you imagine if you had 125 top golfers meeting in a five-star, four-star estate at a five-star restaurant with the military guarding them? It'd be top news. Paparazzi helicopters flying overhead. Can you imagine if you had 125 top Hollywood elite meeting in secret and having the military guarding them? Can you imagine if you had 125 bankers? Well, that's what we have here, basically. Why has this always been ignored? Well, the bigger question is, why is it now being covered? Why? In the last 5 years and accelerating, are they coming out with their whole agenda? I mean, Reuters 3 years ago came out and said they basically pick who the presidents are, they're for world government, but this is a good thing. They know best. They want to stop war. Well, when you research history, the founder of it was Prince Bernhard, who was an SS colonel from the Netherlands during the war. I mean, it's a joke. They are always financing both sides. They are the warmongers. They engineer these wars. Sometimes they delay the wars until they've got all their ducks in a row, all their ponies in a row. Everything's set up on the board like they want it in the chess game that is planet Earth. They told Bush and Rumsfeld, no, you don't attack in 2002, you attack in March of 2003. We told you a year before because Jim Tucker had gotten the info, and he came on the show and said, no, it won't be this year, as the news was saying it would be. It will be in 2003 in March, and it was. Incredible intel. We got it a year beforehand, the supposed fall of the Soviet Union. That staged event. Jim Tucker got that. I mean, this guy's incredible. That shows how powerful the Bilderberg Group is if you get their info, if you get what's going to happen, if you get the people serving wine to steal some of their documents, which happens because they're so mean to the employees of these places, the employees always refuse to help until they see how mean they are, and then they always help. And Tucker's there to get all the info. So we know they're running things predominantly. We know they're the most powerful globalist group out there, and the leaders of Bilderberg head and run all the other globalist groups. So number one, it is secret. And they go, well, it's not really secret, it's private. And then number two, they don't stop war, they push war and control. And number three, they admit they're for world government. And the question is, why are they admitting it now? Because we've been hurting them so badly as they lied and denied its existence that they're losing all credibility. So now they've got to, it's like you pull up to your house and people are walking out with your big screen TV and your computer, and the thieves just act like they're movers. Oh, we were moving the wrong house. Sorry. Let us get in our car and drive off. Bye-bye. They're just acting normal. Oh, it's no big deal. Global government. You know, all these years we were kooks and crazy to talk about it. It didn't exist. Now it exists, and it wants world government, but we're bad because we're against it. So we're winning more and more victories. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
NWO, world government, regionalism, sustainability, all of these are the watchwords for the world government being set up by the private corporations that have bought off and paid or murdered their way into the control systems of our governments. They're now lowering our defenses, abolishing our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and other similar laws around the world. They are militarizing the police and setting up death squads and commando groups to enforce their will. They are removing the restrictions on raiding our pension funds. They are dismantling our borders while telling the internal populations to give up our liberties and accept total surveillance. The good news is their own minions are waking up, their own servants are waking up, their own people are refusing to go along with the ball game. So the NWO's answer is to come out with squadrons, flotillas, gaggles, armies, legions of TV shows where the hero tortures people and takes citizens' rights, where the citizens are secretly arrested, where the population takes microchips, where people are forcibly injected. You've seen all the shows out there. And then meanwhile, that is mirrored by the print newspapers telling us how great all of this is, and the law enforcement magazines and publications try to brainwash their readers, and they try to brainwash the children in the schools and train them that there is no freedom and there is no free speech, and got a thumb scan to get your school lunch, no cash allowed, the face-scanning cameras go up, but still the globalists are failing. And the more they push, the more people leave their system. Newspaper readership down? You may get confused when I go, USA Today readership's down, Dallas Morning News readership's down, 10% here, 16% there, 20% here, 5% there. Total, the average, according to the Newspaper Association of America, they've tried to cover these numbers up, but now they have to admit it. Newspapers are getting in trouble by state attorney generals and by many others, district attorneys, because they're lying to the advertisers. They're telling them, oh, no, we've only lost 10% in the last 5 years. In the last 10 years, folks, it's a 65% loss in readership. And most of that is not people going to the web to read their articles. It's people leaving mainstream news entirely for what you call the blogs. Well, we were here before the blogs, or people here before I was around. It's just alternative news. It's analysis. It's just basic, real journalism. And the alternative media on the web runs the gamut from kooks and disinfo artists to good patriots and freedom lovers on the left and the right who are getting past that false information and getting into the real debate of liberty versus slavery. Which side are you on? Freedom or tyranny? Despotism or controlling your own destiny? And TV isn't faring much better. Again, I love to harp on these numbers. New numbers came out, 6 months ago? 37 to 45% of the population has left TV. And I don't mean just broadcast TV. That was the exodus in the last 15 years to go to cable. I mean they're leaving cable, too. Bill O'Reilly brags about the biggest viewership on cable news with a record of 2.5 million people. 2.5 million people? This radio show has conservatively that many listeners in a week. There are other big alternative shows that have tens of millions per hour, like George Norrie, who does allow alternative views on his program. And that's because, folks, I believe George has taken his program in the right direction, and they also know that's where the listeners are. The listeners are for alternative information. Period. Bill O'Reilly, but the TV spends all day telling you how big he is. 2.5 mil. An average night, he's got about 2 million if he's lucky. And they're running around, but see, they have that prestige. And people think it's official because it's in a million-dollar, multi-million-dollar set with someone reading off a teleprompter. The power of the people taking action can bring wrecking balls to the New World Order. Take Popular Mechanics. I don't know how many subscribers they have. It couldn't be more than 100,000, maybe a couple hundred thousand. I don't know. One of the biggest magazines in the country. Oh, they send out plenty of free ones, just like Time Magazine does, with millions of subscribers. But most of them are sent out for free. And most people don't even read it, or if they do, they read it with their eyes peeled, with their minds analyzing, knowing they're being manipulated. And so they come out and attack us, and then they just send their readers to us. And then their readers begin to research what we're saying, and they find out it's true. Or at the bare minimum, they find out we're trying to tell the truth. We want to defeat tyranny. We want to do the best jobs we can. Oh, we're not perfect. But they, on the other hand, try to manipulate, try to spin, try to abscond with the facts. So we're at a crossroads. We're at a zenith. We're at a fulcrum that could go either way. And that's why we see the web being flooded with disinfo artists, manipulators, those that seek to divide, those that seek to undermine and attack. And always the watchword, the key to seeing either egomaniacs, which a lot of them are, or actual government agents is they spend at least half their time attacking the alternative press, trying to sow seeds of distrust and confusion. They don't spend their time attacking the NWO. They don't tell you that you have power and that you can affect change. There are squadrons of them on the so-called left trying to keep the people on the left who are waking up to the reality that there is no left and right, trying to keep them in place, trying to keep them in their dogma, their orthodoxy. There are squadrons of them on the phony right trying to control, trying to manipulate, but they're failing. Because, let me tell you, folks, you know you're good in your hearts. You know that you mean well. You know that you are understanding the NWO more and more every day. And you're starting websites. And you're getting involved. And you're analyzing legislation. And you're exposing 9/11. And I salute you. I commend you. But the globalists are at a crossroads. They are losing control, they are losing credibility, but they're trying to keep their illusion going to make all of us that are really in the majority feel like the minority. And the question the NWO has to ask themselves is, are they going to carry out more terror attacks and then say, see, we told you, you wouldn't authorize our Patriot Act fast enough, you wouldn't expand it, so Al-Qaeda got us. And you criticize the government, so it's all your fault. It's your fault 100,000 people died when Al-Qaeda detonated the nuke. The mini-nuke. It's your fault. And now we're not going to let you do what you've been doing anymore, aiding Al-Qaeda. We're going to come get you. But they're going to fail. And at the point they do that, things are going to descend rather rapidly into bedlam, which is the European Union's plan. Bush has been a set piece all along, meant to bring us into this police state, meant for the truth to spill out about the truth of his administration, meant to be seen by the whole world as a tyrannical dictator, and then we can see the EU as our savior, and the liberal world order can come save us as the alternative to the evil neocon Anglo-American establishment. This was their plan, but I don't see it coming to fruition. I see it falling apart, because they give the orders, the central nervous system gives the orders, and the people don't follow. So we're in for a bumpy ride, but at least we're fighting and we're not going alone. Okay, let's go to some calls, and then I'm going to get into all this news, Bush and Russia and so much more. Got some clips associated with that. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Michigan. Scott, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on your show. I'm going to talk quickly here because my phone's dying on me. But, remember, I called your show like on February 15th back then, and you said keep rebelling against the government, you know, stuff like that. Well,
keep rebelling against the illegal, authoritarian command and control imposters, the body snatchers.
And I found my own way of rebelling is that I'm writing a book called "The Revolution Is Rising." It's describing why we should revolt against their government and kick Bush and all those guys out of the Capitol on their rear ends and stuff like that, you know.
Well, let me be specific here. We're not, to be honest, sir, we're not rebelling. We are restorationists. A group of criminals have overthrown the central government and are now announcing that they're official and that we have to do what they say as they go 180 degrees away from the founders and the basic canons of what the society is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yep. So we have a revolutionary terrorist, and they are the ones that terrorize us with terror, terrorist force that controls the Republicans and the Democrats, and a peaceful information war is what will bring them down.
Yeah, I understand you. And plus, too, you said how people are trying to expose 9/11 and stuff like that. I was talking to my friends about it, and ever since, you know, I brought it up to a couple of kids, and ever since then they're making fun of me, and this one girl goes, "What did you see, Scott? Did you see the planes were made on airplanes or whatever? The planes didn't take down the buildings?" So, and plus I brought the Patriot Act and stuff like that in my history classes, and my teacher is for it, and I've tried describing how it's, you know, evil and stuff like that, but he's just for it, and I can't seem to convince anybody else.
Well, I appreciate your call, sir, but pearls before swine. And by the way, that isn't the only quote. I mean, that's a fragment of it. And to paraphrase, don't don't cast your pearls before swine, because they will trample them and trample you and tear your guts out. So don't do it. I mean, the minute somebody starts laughing at you, the minute somebody starts giggling, the minute somebody isn't concerned, just move on. And you're young. I mean, I should have asked how old you are. You sound like you're about 14, 15 years old, maybe 16. And people aren't going to respect a young person telling them the truth of the world, though they should. I mean, in the parable, it's a three-year-old that tells them that the emperor isn't wearing any clothes. The parable of the emperor's new clothes. Why don't you type that into a search engine, print it off, and bring it to your teacher as a cover sheet over my analysis of Patriot 1 and 2 that won the Project Censored Award in 2004. Maybe he'll respect that, and he can read the subsections himself and then challenge him to go to those subsections and see if it's not true. Do it in front of the class. Raise your hand, do it properly and respectfully, and say, I respect you. I respect you enough to want you to know the truth, and so I prepared this folder for you, and walk it to the front of the class and incline your head a few degrees in respectful solace, and then retreat to your desk, and a month later say, did you read that? Would you like to respond to that? When he calls on you, don't do it out of order. Because we want to change their minds. We want to unlock their minds. We don't want to drive them away. Now, that's an idea for you. But I'm sure you can come up with even better ideas yourself. But if you're on the right path, and if I was you, I would be very proud of myself, and I want to commend you. Why don't you get martial law? Download a copy of it. It's all over the web, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get one. Download it and bring it to you. Or have your parents purchase a copy, or you can, and make copies and give it to your whole class. And then he'll have dozens of people in the class waking him up and getting involved. Let's go ahead, and I got to go quicker here. Let's go to Jenna in California. Jenna, go ahead.
Morning, Alex.
Hello.
I wanted to know if you would join me in my boycott and your listeners.
What are you boycotting?
A wild 94.9 FM radio in San Francisco Bay Area. I guess affiliation of Clear Channel. They fired the Doghouse Morning Show 2 weeks ago, and they used the pretense of it was basically because they offended a bunch of geeky band dorks. Okay, is the official reason. But if you read the article and you look 2 weeks prior to that, you'll see that they helped initiate a school walkout in San Jose that led to the schools losing money because they care about people and they care about kids and they care about the schools and they don't want our kids.
Oh, no, they don't want. Listen, I've worked for big commercial stations that were, you know, owned by big corporations, and they'll tell you, you're having too big of a political effect. Stop it. We had one time at KJFK, we had a good general manager at the time, Mark Keister, walked in and he said, look, I'm not going to do this, but the LCRA, Lower Colorado River Authority, they got more money than God, owns most of the lakes and rivers, their own police forces, they're out of control trying to grab property. They've offered us a bunch of money to sponsor, but they don't want to be on your show. They'd even be even happier if you weren't on the air, but we're going to keep you. And then they play games with the money. And this is what they do. I mean, it isn't just Bush and the Democrats buying fake newscasts. Go ahead.
Would you do me the honor of your name on my petition?
I can't do that because I haven't heard the show. I believe you. If you sent me a tape of it and I was able to hear it or the article, I might say, yeah, that sounds good. But
is there an email that I can send to you? There one that you actually
you know what I do? I would concentrate everybody on getting those guys on another alternative station, trying to get them even a weekend show if you had to, and trying to support finding them a new home. But, I mean, tell me about the school walkout. What happened?
All the students walked out at whatever time that it was. And,
over what?
Over the programs being closed, the shutdown, the school, the music programs, whatever they're shutting down, because there's never enough money for those programs. There's only enough money to send them off to war. There's a blank check for that, but there's not enough check to keep the kids educated,
Is this public school or is this high school?
This is public school.
High school?
High school, yes.
Yeah, well, what they do is they shut down little programs that people see and then say we don't have any money when the real double books show all of these government agencies are overflowing with cash. So that's just a government tactic to begin with.
Okay, well, I'm going to send you a copy of the article. Will you consider signing after you see it?
Yes, I'd like to see it.
And what email can I send it to you at?
Tips@InfoWars.com.
And you will see it?
Yeah, most certainly.
Okay, sir, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for the call. Yeah, I really can't comment too much on something I don't have any details of. I've never heard of that radio program, and, you know, it's a free market, too. Stations are allowed to carry what they want. I mean, stations that carry this broadcast have grown over the years, but they come and go. And I never really get mad when they turn us off. I mean, that's their right. Listeners do, and then that's your right to lobby them. But the best thing to do is to support the sponsors and to tell those stations thank you and tell those sponsors thank you. But certainly, in local areas, the government does not want activist talk shows. The people want it. I mean, 90-plus percent of Austinites are against these toll roads. It's the hottest issue. You tune into Austin Talk Radio, they're all for the toll roads because they're bought and paid for. It's despicable. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I always warm up with a scattershot diatribe and slowly get to your calls, but coming up, we will accelerate through your calls. Everybody that's patiently holding, toll-free number to join us. 1-800-259-9231, and I will get into Bush's little visit over to Russia and another earpiece incident there in the press conference. We'll also get into a new fat tax coming, different areas of the country, and all the regulatory things that go along with that. And It's not going to end there. Believe me, we've got to fight this. Just shows the total control of the nanny state, of the social worker state that will be hanging over every single one of us via our national ID cards and these giant databases. That's all coming up. But just one quick program note here. I keep getting emails and calls on and off air. Alex, I want to buy archives of the show. Alex, I want to subscribe to the 16 or 32-bit streams on the web. I don't sell that. I don't do that. The network does, and they do a great job, and that funds the Genesis Communications radio network that does need your support. The satellites alone are extremely expensive. If you want 8-bit, it's listenable, and hundreds of thousands of people a week listen via that, and we have links to that on InfoWars.com and GCNLive.com. That's great. But if you want 16 or 32-bit or access to the archives that are loaded, uploaded within 2 hours every day of every show, and that takes a full-time employee just to do that alone, so you get really good service. They've hired the people in the last year to do all this. Then it's there for you. Go to GCNLive.com, and if you just want the archives of every show every day to listen when you want, then it is $7.95 a month. And if you want a 16-bit stream, double the quality of what's free, it's $9.95 a month for both of those, the archives and the streams. Okay? And then if you want to upgrade, you can get the 32-bit stream. It just sounds absolutely fabulous. It's like you're in studio. And I want to thank those that have supported the network by doing that. And I'm supporting my network right now by plugging this. So GCNLive.com to subscribe. GCNLive.com to subscribe. Very easy, very quick way to get that done. GCNLive.com, or you can simply link through via InfoWars.com to GCNLive.com. But it's a great service, and you couldn't be supporting freedom in a better way than supporting this network that does such a great job. GCNLive.com, $7.95. $9.95 for the archives and the streams. Or keep listening at 8-bits. It's just that the big networks out there don't even offer that for free. We do, because we want to get the information out. But when you start getting $10,000 bills, I mean, myself, I get $5,000, $6,000 internet bills. But they get even larger than that, so they had to do this. And people like it, so GCNLive.com. And the last 50 seconds of this hour, if you want to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, you can watch all my films, my best audio interviews from the radio show, a selection, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, dozens of other films, 15 cents a day, $4.95 a month, monthly and yearly subscriptions. You get 3 months for free when you get a yearly subscription, so it's even cheaper. PrisonPlanet.tv, very similar to GCNLive.com, or call toll-free to get my new film, Martial Law, Rise of the Police State, 1-888-253-3139. Call right now. Get the film. Make copies. Affect change. 1-888-253-3139. Or order the films via InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get those hard copies. Get them on Access TV. I want to commend those that have. All right. Second hour coming up. Straight to your calls. I'll take the next 5 calls real fast that are in line, then I'll get back into the news and then back into your calls, and we'll leapfrog back and forth for the remainder of this transmission. Stay with us. Terror.